The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Zvachim daf mem zayin. The Gemara, this daf, begins the perek of Ezehu Mikoyman. The fifth perek, Mesachta Zvachim, which is known as Ezehu Mikoyman. It discusses the basic halachas of the different types of karbanis, all the different karbanis, which ones are kachim, which ones are kachim kalim, and where they have to be eaten, how many days they're eaten, where their blood is spritzed, etc., etc. The basic types of karbanis, how they differ from each other, and some basic laws of those karbanis. As is commonly known, this perek, the Mishnayos of this perek, is brought in the Siddur. It's printed in every Siddur before Mizmor Shir, in part of Davening of Shacharis, which people call Karbanis. Now, in truth, there's a whole section of Davening that runs between the Birchas HaShachar and Mizmor Shir and Baruch Shamar. And that whole part of Davening, people classify as Karbanis. But in truth, there's really many different parts of Davening over there. And the idea and the reason for saying those different parts of Davening is not simply because of only Karbanis. It is true that a lot of it is called Karbanis. And, however, what's also true is that there's many other things. In other words, there's Parshas Akedah, there's L'Olam Yehi Adam Yehi Shamayim, and more than that, the reason to say these different pieces of davening differ one from the other. Some are more important than others. The source, the reason why it's said, how early it was began that it was said, how much of a chiyuv is it to say it, differ, some of these parts differ from the others. And that's part of what I would like to say today. Let's begin with this perek Ezehu Mikoyman, which is said in the Karbanis, and discuss why is it that this is part of davening. So let's go to the source. Where is the earliest source that this is mentioned, that this should be said in davening? So it's brought down in the Seder of Amram Goyin and in the Rekeach, in his Perish to Seder Atfila. If Amram Goyin says it was already mentioned in Chuvas HaGoyinim, in Chuvas HaRinoi Goyin, in other words, the Goyinim, which is a couple generations after the Amoraim, the Goyinim were before the Rishonim, but after the Amoraim. Not that many generations after the Amoraim lived the Goyinim, and the Goyinim said already in their days there was this custom of saying the Perek of Ezehu Mikoyman daily, basically part of davening. The Rekeach also mentions it. The Rekeach says it goes back even before his Lashon is the Anshei Knesses HaGdoilim made a takana to say Perek Ezehu Mikoyman. I'm not sure exactly what the Rekeach means, because the Anshei Knesses HaGdoilah lived before the Mishnayos were written. Perek Ezehu Mikoyman is a Perek of Mishnayos, and the Anshei Knesses HaGdoilah were before Mishnayos were written. So perhaps he means that even before the Mishnayos were written, but this part of Torah Shabbat Peh was given over with these words, and the people knew, people would say these words, this collection of Mishnayos was taught by Peh, was taught by heart, even though it wasn't written down. And that part of Torah Shabbat Peh, which people knew by heart, was said daily as a takon of the Anshei Knesses HaGdoilah. Perhaps that's one pshat, or perhaps he does not mean Dafka Anshei Knesses HaGdoilah, he just means some very early Gedolei Yisrael were mesakein to say Perek Ezim Mekayimin every day. Be that as it may, we find that the minog, this custom of saying Ezim Mekayimin every day, goes back to very, very early sources. Earlier than probably many other parts of davening. And what's the idea of saying Perek Ezim Mekayimin? So really, when the Rekeach says this, he says, I think if Amram Gaon says also, they say that really, it's not just Ezim Mekayimin, that the minig is to say it every day, and that it's an old minig to say it every day. The minig was to say three things every day. One, the parasha of the Torah called Parashas HaTamid, and to say this parak of Mishnah is called Perek Ezim Mekayimin. And also to say the b'raiso of Yibishmol Oimim B'shleishesh Tegmidis HaTorah Nidrashes Bat. And the reason for the custom of saying these three is because the Gemara says that a person should divide up their learning of Torah into three. It's a Gemara in Mesach Tekidushin, Tav Lamed. The Gemara says, "Lo'olam yishalish ad mishnoisav shlish b'mikir, shlish b'mishnev, shlish b'talmud." A person should divide up his years with his learning of the years by a third of learning psukim, Torah shebiksav, a third of it learning mishnayis, and a third of it learning Gemara. Tosis explains it doesn't mean a third dividing up a person's lifetime as if 20 years or so a person will learn only chumash and 20 years mishnayis, for example, and then 20 years Gemara. It means better that a person, all along a person's lifetime, week by week, or perhaps even less, Tosis uses a lashon of week by week, a person should divide up a third of the week to learn psukim, a third of the week to learn mishnayis, and a third of the week to learn Gemara. In any case, the concept is that the limud haTorah, the obligation of learning Torah, should include these three parts. It should certainly include some learning psukim, some learning mishnayis, and some learning gemara. As such, the minig was to learn these three things every day. Really, it's limud haTorah, it's not davening. The minig was to say it as part of davening, but really it's not davening. Really, it's learning Torah. There's a minig to learn these three parts of Torah. The Parashas HaTamid, which is Psukim. The Perek Mishnayis, which is Mishnayis from Ezel Mekayimon. And then the Braisa of Bishmoel, because a Braisa is like Gemara. A Braisa is explanation, that's like explanation of Mishnayis, more explanation, more reasoning. And that's like Gemara. Explaining drashes. So that's like the Gemara. So the reason for the Minog was in order that a person should fulfill learning Torah, all three parts of the Torah, every single day. Now, it's a little interesting. I'm not 100% sure what the answer is, but in truth, there's another time that every single day we fulfill these three types of learning. Right away after we say Birchas HaTorah, the minhag is to say psukim of Birchas Koyanim, then we say a Mishnah, and then we say a Braisu. There, the reason is the same thing, that we want to have some of Torah, some of Mishnayis, and some of Braisu, some of Gemara. So really, there's a duplicate. We really double over that we learn every day, already in davening, some of psukim, some of Mishnayis, and some of Gemara. I'm not sure why we need both. I'm not sure which minog came first. I suspect that this minog of saying the Parashas HaTamid is a Mekayimin and a Bishmael was even before the minog of saying those things after Birchas HaTorah. But in any case, I'm not 100% sure why we need to have both. If there's a minig specifically of saying Tamid Ezim Mekayimin and Abishmael, let's say this right away after Birchas HaTorah, and then you don't have to say Birchas Koyanim. And Eilu Dvarim. So, again, I will leave this as a question. In any case, be that as it may, this is the reason why there's a minog, a custom of saying these three things, Tamid Ezim Mekayimin and Abishmael. Now, why did they choose to say this perek of Perek Eizem Mekayimon? And why did they choose to say the parasha of the Karban Talmid? And why did they choose to say Bishmael? They could have chosen anything. If the real reason of why there's a custom to say these things every day is because we want to fulfill the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah by learning Psukim, Mishnayis, and Gemara, we could have perhaps chosen other parts of Mishnayis, other parts of the Torah, and other parts of Gemara. So for the reason of why we say these Mishnayis, we find two reasons. The Rekeach and the Tur, which are Yishayim, they say the reason is because the Gemara says that wherever a person speaks about Karbonis, if a person learns about Karbonis, it's as if it's considered as if they brought a Karbon. So nowadays that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so if we're going to learn something, we should learn about the Karbonis. So that explains pretty well why we use the Psukim of Torah for the Karbon HaTamid. And the Mishnayis, we use the Mishnayis about Karbonis. Why do we say the Brayis of Rabbi Shmuel? Bez Hashem, we'll see that soon. Another reason given by the Mishnah Berurah why they instituted to learn the Perek of Eizem Mekayimon, why they chose this Perek of Mishnayis more than any other Perek of Mishnayis, is because this Perek, if you pay attention, does not have any machlokes. These Mishnayis is a Mishnah Berurah straight from Mishnah Misinai. It's a clear Perek of Mishnayis without any machlokesim. It's something that's undisputed. This is exactly how the Torah was given over. And perhaps with this, maybe it makes more sense that the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah were misaken to say it. Perhaps these words were given over generation after generation, and they never got into Machlokes. Perhaps this is why they never got into Machlokes, since they said it every day. I don't know. But be that as it may, this is another reason why they chose that people should say this Perek every single day. Why did they institute to say the Perek of Rabbi Shmuel? So there are those that say the reason is because the Perek of Rabbi Shmuel, the Brayis of Rabbi Shmuel, is the beginning of Torah's Koyanim. Once we have Mishnayis about Karbonis, so they went and they picked the first Brayisa that's in Torah's Koyanim. The first Brayisa of Karbonis. The Sefer Baruch Sha'amer, and Tfilos Hashanah, he says a different reason. He has an interesting reason. He says that the Gemara says, there's a Medrash. The Medrash says like this, V'chi efshir lumba kol ha-tayr ba-arboim yim ba-arboim layla. The Medrash asks, was it possible that Moshe Rabbeinu learned the entire Torah in 40 days and 40 nights? And the Medrash answers, M'shani deklolim lamad. The Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu learned the rules. But if that's the case, then it comes out, says the Baruch Sha'amer, that the rules of the Torah seems to be equal to the whole Torah. And therefore, we find the Yehuda very much goes with this opinion, he says. And Yehuda says, La'olam hei adam koines tiveter klolim. A person should always gather the halachas of Torah in rules. So Rabbi Huda happens to follow this idea very strongly. He says you should always make things into rules. Says the Baruch Sha'amar, on a side note, Rabbi Huda goes the Shitasai. That's why in the Pesach by the Seidim we say Rabbi Huda Yenoisim Hem Simon Meditzah Chadash Be'achav. Rabbi Huda is the opinion that was always very strong about making things into rules. So therefore, the Shitasai, he went ahead and he gave a simon how to remember the Makis, the Tzach Adash Be'achav. And he says, we also find the Yehuda, similarly, in different places in Shas, he talks about rules, having klolim. The Gemara says in Masechta Yuma, the Yehuda says, Nikoita klolim yotcha. He says, Abba klolim benizokin. He says, klolim davidasa, klolim derebisa. Many times there are klal, the Yehuda, follows very strongly this concept that you should put everything into klal. Be that as it may, it says about Shamar, Rabbi Yehuda has Bishmael. We say this Beraisa Rabbi Bishmael because according to that medrash, there's a certain chashivos to the rules of Torah. In a certain sense, learning the rules of Torah is like learning the whole Torah. So therefore, the Beraisa Rabbi Bishmael, which talks about the rules of Torah, has an equation in a certain sense, in a certain bechina, like learning the whole Torah, and that's why this Beraisa was chosen. Now, if you notice in Sidurim, at least in many Sidurim, in middle of the Ezer Mekayim, in the middle of this parak of Mishnayis, there's insertions of saying, Yehi Ratzon should be considered as if I brought such and such carbon. Now, the idea of saying those Yehi Ratzon is a whole nother idea. We said the main reason of saying this parak of Mishnayis is to have Limud HaTorah. It's just that why did they choose this parak? They chose this parak since it's considered as if you learn about karbanis, it will be considered as if you brought karbanis. So therefore they chose this parak. But really, this parak of Mishnayis is not because we're trying to say karbanis. So really these Yiratzins was put in at a later time and can be explained best with the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Besides, for this idea of learning Mishnayis and learning Paragais and Mekayimon, there's a different idea that a person should say the Parshiyos of Kabbanis. A person should say the Psukim of the Torah for each and every karma. And with that, with saying that, it will be considered as if he brought those Kabbanis. And when somebody does say Karbanis, in other words, Psukim of the Torah, Shulchan Aruch, which comes from earlier sources, says that a person, when they finish saying a karman, depending which karman, they should say Yehi Ratzon, they should say a tefillah, they should daven to Hashem, that it should be considered as if they brought their karman. Says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, even though it's a very choshev azach, it's a very noteworthy thing, praiseworthy thing, of saying the parshiyus of Karbanis, saying the psukim of the Torah that talk about Karbanis. Nevertheless, if somebody is a Talmud Chacham, and they'll be able to learn Torah, they'll be able to learn Gemaris, learning the Torah, learning Talmud, is even more chashuv than saying the parshiyus of Karbanis, since Limud HaTorah will bring somebody the day Maisa and the day Dias HaTorah, he'll be able to fulfill the Torah, if he knows the halachas of the Torah. So therefore, it's better that he should skip the Karbanis and learn more Torah, and instead of saying Karbanis, he'll fulfill the idea of talking about Karbanis by learning the Parak of Me'ezel Mekayman. Parak Eizel Mekayman is going to learn anyways. That's a minik to do anyways. So he'll be yotze the idea of Karbanis with saying Ezel Mekayman. And if somebody's going to do that, so then they're going to say the Yehi Ratzon while they say the Parak of Ezel Mekayman. In other words, the idea of Parak Ezel Mekayman and the idea of saying Karbanis, the parashis of the Torah, they're talking about Karbanis, are two separate ideas. And if somebody has time, if someone's not a Talmud Chacham, they're not so busy with learning Torah, they should do both. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav said that if someone's a Talmud Chacham, they could skip saying the parashiyos of the Torah of Karbanis, and they could do away with only saying Ezel Mekayman. And with saying the parak of Mishnayis that talks about Karbanis, they'll fulfill both things. So, this, I believe, explains why it is that there's a minog to say the parak of Mishnayis of Ezel Mekayman. And it also explains that really this parak of Ezel Mekayman, the parash of Tamid, the parak of Ezel Mekayman, and the brayis of Bishmol, is not really a concept of saying Karbanis, it's a concept of Limud HaTorah. It's a concept that a person should learn these parts of Torah every day, and it's a very early source of having of a minhag to say these things. And I haven't yet found a source of exempting people from saying these parts of davening. It's an early minhag. It's something people should do. And I don't know why there's any good reason that people should skip it. Even if they are a Talmud Chacham, I don't know of any reason that people should skip these parts of davening. If somebody comes late and they can't say it before davening, they can say it after davening. If someone's very busy, they can speak to a Paisik. If perhaps they're allowed to skip it, occasionally on a temporary basis, perhaps because of a need. But for the general rule, L'chayr, it's an early minhag the Ganz Klal Yisrael has, and it should not be abandoned. It should be kept like all other minhagim of Klal Yisrael. Besides, for all these three things, there's another idea of karbanos, and that, if somebody is a Talmud Chacham, that there's more room for leniency, even though it's a good idea to say it, but there's more room for leniency of skipping the karbanos and sufficing with just saying the Perek Veizim Mekayimah. As we mentioned, the idea of saying Perek Veizim Mekayimah is an idea of learning Torah. So the Magen Avraham says that if you're going to say the Perek Veizim Mekayimah and the Berais of Bishmal, you have to understand what you're saying. If you're not going to understand what you're saying, it's worthless. Why? Bishlam, if you daven and you don't understand what you're saying, you have an obligation to daven. You're talking to Hashem. There's an institution of saying these words. Since Hashem knows what the words mean, even if you don't understand what you're saying, you fulfill the mitzvah of davening. Says the Magen Avraham, that's only for davening, but not for learning. When you're learning Torah, the idea is to understand what you're saying. If you don't understand what you're saying, the chayra, you didn't do anything. As I talk to the Magen Avraham, comes other achrayim, and they ask on the Magen Avraham, how can you tell me that if someone learns Torah and they don't understand what they're learning, they're not fulfilling anything? We have a Gemara that the Gemara l'chayra na'avodah zarah, that your testament aleph, that the Gemara l'chayra says fakert, l'chayra the Gemara says a contradiction to that. The Gemara says, La'olam nigras inish v'avagav doliyodam ha'kamer. The Gemara there says, simple reading, simple translation of the Gemara is that a person should always learn Torah, even though they don't understand what they're learning, what they're saying. So L'chayra, we have sources that it is considered learning Torah, even though a person doesn't understand. Azoy fregin achroinim, and the Magen Avraham, the Nizir Shimshon printed on the Zagois on Shulchan Aruch, he asks this, and many Achrayim discuss this question. So from what I know, there's basically three ways how to answer this question. The Chidah says, in the Sefer Maris Ayin, that the Gemara that says that a person should learn, even if they don't understand what they're saying, is only talking about somebody that doesn't have the ability to understand. If somebody lacks the ability to understand, so the Gemara says he should still learn even though he doesn't understand, and he should be fluent. Fluent with the Gemara, fluent with the Mishnayos, and one day, hopefully he'll understand. If not, then the Olam Emes will understand. But it's worth being fluent even if he won't understand. But that's only if he can't understand. But if he could understand, then he's obligated to understand. And if he could understand and he doesn't learn how to understand, then it's considered like nothing. So the Magen Avraham that says that a person has to understand that he's becoming an Rabbi Shmuel, says the Chidah, he's referring to somebody that could understand. If he has the ability to understand and he doesn't go and use his energy to understand, then he did not do anything. The Etz Yosef and the Ein Yaakov, in the name of the Goyin, the Vilna Goyin, says, Azoy, the Gemara, he says, the Gemara that says that it's a person fulfills the mitzvah of learning Torah, even though they don't understand, the Gemara never means to say that a person has the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah without understanding. A person always has to understand the basic, bare minimum translation, the bare minimum meaning of the Gemara. And that a person has to understand, and if they don't understand, they didn't do anything. The Gemara just means to say that many times there's a Gemara that, if you delve into it, it's a stira to another Gemara. many gemaras, many sugyas. Really, to have the full understanding, a person will not get the first time. So that the Gemara is saying that it's considered learning, even though you don't have the full understanding, even though you don't know how to answer all the kashas on the Gemara, even though you don't have the full understanding, nevertheless it's considered learning. But if a person has absolutely no understanding, even pasha pshat, and then it's not considered like they're learning. As they zok the Eitz Yosef, and the Ein Yaakov, and the name of the Vilna Goyin, and like that, we can understand the Magen Avraham. That the Magen Avraham is talking about that a person has absolutely no understanding. If he has absolutely no understanding, even if they can't understand, they're not doing anything by that they are learning. There is a third answer, which is a very commonly known answer, which explains Magen Avraham. You have to know how well it really explains the Gemara. There is a Shulchan Aruch Rav, very famous Shulchan Aruch Rav in Hilchas Talmud Torah. And the truth is that the Shlach HaKadosh brings down from Rabbeinu Bechaya the same thing. And this Rabbeinu Bechaya can be found in the Sefer Kara Kemach. And they differentiate between Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh. Psukim of the Torah, says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that a person gets a mitzvah for saying the psukim, even if they don't understand what they're saying. If a person says Tehillim, Iyav, Daniel, any psukim of Tanakh, if a person says it, and they don't understand what they're saying, they are fulfilling a mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. However, when it comes to Torah Shebaal Peh, if it comes to Mishnayos, or Gemara, or anything else that's Torah Shebaal Peh, if a person doesn't understand what they're saying, then it's not a mitzvah. So the Magen Avraham is talking about specifically Ezim Mekayimin and Rabbi Shmuel, the parasha of the Korban Tamid, that the Magen Avraham did not talk about. That a person can be Mekayimin the mitzvah of Talmud Torah even without understanding. But the Perek Ezim Mekayimin and the parasha of Rabbi Shmuel, if a person doesn't understand it, there he will not fulfill the mitzvah. And therefore, over there, he has to understand what he's saying. I hope this shiur gives a better understanding of this minog of saying Paragais and Mekhaiman, and a better appreciation of this part of davening. This concludes this shiur.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.